time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hughey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230, KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. It's that time of the month to talk about Marshall County Farm Bureau and everything associated with it. And with that, we welcome Chelney Newhouse in to visit with us today. It's been a couple months since we've seen you. How are you?
I am fine.
Are they keeping you out of trouble out at Farm Bureau?
Yep, I would have to say so.
Or is it the other way around?
No.
It's not the other way. You're not keeping them out of trouble yet?
It might be even, Stephen, there.
It might be even. Well, that's good. That means you're making progress in the right in the right direction. Always good to have you here. Always good to talk about Marshall County Farm Bureau. And, boy, I tell you what, you got a whole bunch of stuff going on here. Let's see. Where do we want to start? You want to start with the health screening?
Sure. We have a health gauge. We'll be out to the county office there on Thursday.
Okay.
And they offer a health screening for $100 for Farm Bureau members.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's $135 for non-Farm Bureau members. And but you do need to have an appointment. So there's an 800 number, 877-732-8258. If you want to get in on that, you'll have to call that number and get an appointment scheduled.
And that's one of those general type health screenings to help make sure that you're doing well and nothing's sneaking up on you.
Correct.
Yeah, we don't want anything sneaking up on anybody. But that was the first one of my notes that I could read. Now I'm back with the rest of them. So you've got a photo contest going on that we talked about last month with Angie Nelson.
We do. I have posted on Farm Bureau's Facebook page the first two categories. First category was anything agriculture, and if you haven't done so already, you need to go on our Facebook page and vote for one of those two.
Okay.
And then I also have up scenery, which I believe there's five pictures on that category, and again, voting for one, your favorite. And then I believe this Wednesday or Thursday, I publish another category, and then the last category will be the following week. But anyway, look at Farm Bureau... Marshall County Farm Bureau Facebook page, and that's where you can go to vote, and then the winners will be announced probably that Monday, Tuesday-ish week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And I believe they're going to be State Center Locker certificates for some meat, yeah.
Well, that's good. We don't have to worry about shipping the meat in and getting it lost in the supply chain. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Is it too late to enter a photo in?
It is.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
It is, yep.
Good. Okay. So go on there and vote for the pictures. I bet you've got a couple of nice ones.
We have some really nice ones. Okay. Really nice ones. Yep.
And everybody seemed to have survived Pork Month pretty well. So Pork Month's always fun because the Marshall County pork producers are so wonderful and so generous. I mean, we give away some pork certificates and they work with a lot of folks. So Pork Month's always a good big deal.
Yes. And we wanted to thank our Marshalltown Fairway for helping us with our pounds of pork giveaway in October for Pork Month. So, and congratulations to the winners. We had four different winners.
Cool. So. And did they get some pork out of it?
They got 10 pounds of fresh pork.
All right.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. And I know there's a lot of folks that it's about that time, if not now, then right after Thanksgiving, where some folks will be flying south, the old snowbird.
Uh-huh.
Type thing, and you want to make sure you can keep track of them and keep them informed, right?
Yeah. So if you do want, if you are going south for the winter or to another location here for the winter, and you want to continue receiving your spokesman or your family living publication, we would just need to have that forwarding address, if so. Mm-hmm. And then some people have their mail held, I know, but some people do like to get it while they're gone. And so if they do, then they need to call in to the office there, and we'll get that address changed. Then in the spring, they need to change it back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So that's one way to keep in touch with everything that's going on, Farm Bureau related, while you're working on that suntan down south.
Right.
Let's go back to the medical for just a moment, because... we haven't talked a whole lot on the air about this because I know I'm aware of it since I'm in Medicare too, but you know, it's the open enrollment time, and so you want to make sure you remind your Farm Bureau members about that as well, because it's got you've got a little less than a month to go.
Yeah, December 7th is when it closes. So
right.
Yep.
So if you want any changes, or you want to find out if there's any way you can maybe save money on your programs, what do they need to do?
They need to call the Marshall County office or stop in and schedule an appointment with our insurance agent, Chris Edel, and he'll get them taken care of.
And, you know, if you've done it once, sometimes it seems like it's just like, oh, my, how am I going to figure all this out? But when you've got somebody like Chris Edel, why, that really helps and helps you find out what's going to work out best for you and your circumstances. So, and again, that deadline for anybody on Medicare, including me, is December 7th. Let's see. What do you want to talk about next? We got so many things here. What do you want to talk
about?
Well,
I don't want to forget a shout out to the veterans for Veterans Day this Thursday.
Absolutely.
Yep, from Farm Bureau and others to recognize and honor them on Thursday, especially, and all days, really.
Mm-hmm. But, and I'm sure you have one or two Farm Bureau members who are also vets.
Sure we do.
And we thank all the veterans for it. And, you know, Thursday is one of the days that we get to honor them and specifically say thank you. So don't hesitate to do that. It doesn't make any difference whether they're Farm Bureau members or not. Tell the vets thank you.
Yes.
And maybe spend a little time with one. Let's see here. What else do we have? Boy, you've got so many things we're going through here pretty quick. You might have to slow down here.
Okay.
You've got a seminar that Farm Bureau was helping put on with the help of ISU Extension for, is this just for farmers or is it for anybody?
This is actually for anybody, and it's put on by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And the title this quarter, I believe they do one every quarter, but mm-hmm. It's Calculating Your Break-Even Point. And the upcoming dates are November 15th at Linville,
okay,
which will be at the First State Bank. And then November 16th is in Conrad. And I've been told that we have a few people that do attend that Conrad mm-hmm. location. That's at the American Legion on the 16th of November. Then on the 17th, there's one in Ogden at the Leonard Good Community Center. And so what you would need to do is contact the Iowa State Extension Office in either Linville, Conrad, or Ogden to sign up for that. There's no cost, I don't believe, no cost. It's open to the public. It begins at 6:30. Doors open at 6. No pre-registration required. So I guess the only phone call would be if you have questions.
Okay. So do you have when they talk about a break-even point, have you got a little description there of what that's about? Because some people may be out there scratching their heads going, what's that?
Mm-hmm. It says, how does your cost of production compare to other farm operations? Is your accounting software doing what it needs to do? Does your pre-harvest marketing plan include a forward contact, hedge to arrive, and put in options? These are the topics that will be covered, the flyer says.
Well, I tell you what, it's always interesting trying to figure out how to market, whether it's farming or anything else. So you want to make sure you do it in the right way because, you know, nobody wants to lose money on what they're doing. So, you know, they not only want to calculate that break-even point, they want to figure out how to get above that as well. And let's see. Let's talk about the third, while we're on seminars and webinars, the third Thursday marketing, and we're talking about marketing here as well. What's that all about?
So this will be a webinar series that the Iowa Farm Bureau is putting on, and it's called Crop Marketing, and it will be on the third Thursday of the month, starting next Thursday, then November 18th.
Okay.
And there are different topics for 8. Eight different Thursdays, a different topic each time. And it says here, you can register to attend any or all, but you do need to register. Mm-hmm. And that would be at the Iowa Farm Bureau webpage under events. And then look for it there to register.
And this is a webinar.
So this you would need to do
via your computer. Via the old computer,
yep.
Just like we do a lot of things these days. So what are some of the topics that they're going to be talking about?
Well,
you don't have to run down through them all, but give us an example.
Thinking you avoid storage costs when you sell your grain and buy a call. The reluctance towards pre-harvest pricing. Lack of an exit strategy. Holding grain in storage too long. Let's see. Where did my other ones go here?
And well, you just needed to give a few examples.
Yeah.
And those are some great examples because, you know, you want to make the best choices you can about when you're going to hit the market with your crop. And, you know, it's easier said than done sometimes. So, you know, those sound like some great topics that could help farmers to do figure out the best timing for what it is they want to do next with what they've got in the grain bins. And those are on the third Thursday marketing webinars. You can go to the Iowa Farm Bureau website and get more information about that. What else do we have? I've got the annual meeting here on my list. That's coming up in early December, if I remember correctly.
That's right. And that'll be in Des Moines.
Okay.
And that is open to anyone. And if you want to attend, the registration has to go through the county office. So what you need to do is contact the county office, myself, either by phone, email, or drop in and see us. And then I'm going to register everybody together as a group. And I believe the cutoff for that was the 17th, which is next week sometime.
Yeah, next week. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but if I go, I think that sounds about right, Wednesday of next week. So if you want to be part of that annual meeting in Des Moines with the Iowa Farm Bureau, why, you know, get your plans ready and reach out to Chelney. Give us the phone number out there while I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, it's 641-753-6637. Again, 753-6637.
Have you heard much recent days about, the harvest has to be getting to be wrapped up here pretty quick. Are they coming along out there? Are they still running into a few issues thanks to Mother Nature?
Well, I wished I could tell you for sure, but I still see a lot of corn standing around my area.
Yeah.
And I don't know any official reports, but I wished I had somebody here that we could tell us.
Well, that's okay.
I see a lot of corn standing still.
We can find out. I just don't know sometimes what each individual office hears and what they hear. So that's all good. So what else is, have you got anything in your pile of papers there? You got a lot of things going on with Farm Bureau. Anything that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, let's see. The Iowa pork producers have a thing called Iowa Pork Leadership Academy.
Ah, yes.
And it looks like we meet four times a year, and you learn things, and then you graduate from this academy. Mm-hmm. And the Iowa pork producers are taking applications through November 30th. So if you're interested in going to that academy, being part of that academy, you would need to go onto their website and see about registering for that before November 30th.
And I know leadership academies, I've been in one or two of those for different things. Not necessarily pork. I haven't done that one. But, you know, it's amazing because you not only get to learn more about the latest from other folks, it's also a great networking opportunity for a lot of folks. So you've got all kinds of stuff. We'll remind again about the photo contest going on and voting for that, and that's on the Facebook site?
That is on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And between now and probably the middle of next week, all the categories and everything will be done. And
I'm glad you asked that. November 22nd is the last day for voting.
November 22nd. Yep. So got plenty of time to get into that. Don't forget about the open enrollment for Medicare and the health gauge screening on Thursday. And if you got questions, just call Chelney out at the Marshall County, Iowa Farm Bureau office. That sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Always good to visit with you. Thanks for coming
Same
in
here,
and
Ken.
Sharing all of this. Have a good rest of the week. Try not to let the temperatures get you too cold.
Okay, I will do.
All right. Thank you, Shelley, and thank you for being with us today. That is Central Iowa Today for this Monday on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.